What about the utilization of other chemo agents in combination with bevacizumab? There was the major trial, the AVAIL study that was reported last year. What do we know about other chemo agents with bevacizumab?
Well, in the first-line setting, bevacizumab has been combined with gemcitabine cisplatinum, and particularly in the AVAIL trial, it's interesting that they looked at two different doses of bevacizumab, and both doses, the 7.5 milligrams per kilogram and the 15 milligrams per kilogram combined with chemotherapy, improved progression-free survival compared to chemotherapy by itself. So this has sort of put us in a quandary about what dose of bevacizumab should we really be giving non-small cell lung cancer patients with chemotherapy. Some people think that combining bevacizumab with cisplatinum, you may not need as much drug compared to combining it with carboplatinum. Other people think that there's probably not much of a difference between the two drugs or combining it with bevacizumab. But looking at the phase 2 trial that Dr. Johnson and colleagues did at Vanderbilt with paclitaxel carboplatinum, and they looked at both doses, 7.5 versus 15 milligrams per kilogram, and 15 milligrams per kilogram really was the winner in that trial. So I think there may be some differences in chemotherapy when combining this with bevacizumab. But clearly, at least with cisplatinum, we know that either dose, 7.5 or 15 milligrams per kilogram, basically improve progression-free survival compared to chemotherapy by itself. There, of course, at a higher dose, you can expect more toxicities, particularly hypertension. Right now, here in the United States, I'm still using 15 milligrams per kilogram. I'm not using the 7.5 milligrams per kilogram dose. I would seriously consider that if I did use cisplatinum-containing regimens. But here in the United States, we just don't use cisplatinum-containing regimens as much.